How about you, Steamboat?
There was a wealthy kavir that was flying, and the plane crash landed somewhere into the ocean. So he was forced with a few other yidden to find some sort of lifeboat, and they end up on some deserted island, middle of nowhere. And they're stuck, no food, no drink, it's terrible, it's all. And they're all very worried about it. And the gvir says, "It's Purim soon. We'll be found. So they say to him, "Wow, we're impressed with your munah and bitochen. We wish we had that kind of a munah and Hashem on some deserted island. We will be found just because Purim is coming." So he said, "No." He said, "Last year, I gave a lot of money to the moisters. There's no way that Purim will come round and they won't come looking for me. I'm sure they'll find me." Bemis Kaisol, one of the big shvach praise of Kaisol, is how much stock they give. So he told me that recently they heard there was a collection of the BBC for some major event, and in the whole day they managed to get £150,000. Kaisol or Mishtabeach, with the tremendous stock we give the Kavim, no, and this is the story he said. Okay. Right, this week's Parsha Mishpat, Parsha Shkolim, the Bali Musa, they said, "Machrizin ala Shkolim," that it's to remind us of the mitzvot stock, how much stock can we give, there's always room for more. There's a very interesting lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam starts off in Hilchos Tzedakah, that he says that this is a mitzvah, shetzorich lizor bo yoyse mikol mitzvah sasei. First, there has to be more zoy with mitzvah of Tzedakah than any other mitzvah that there is. Because this is the simon that we are Yid, that person's a Yid, part of Klal Yisrael, part of Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. If a person's been doing Daf Yomi, there's been a very lot about the mitzvah of Tzedak in the first perek of Bava Basra. Then, besides, we have the Shmachtza Sheker, then we have Purim, Matanis Avyonim, and we have Pesach, Kimchat Pescha. There's a chosh v'inyan mitzvah of tzedakah. I want to speak about it a little bit. There's a vort that I once heard, which every year I think about on Purim. It's mamash spilus the kavod. We know one of the mitzvahs of Purim is batonas avyonim. I will come to it. I just want to say it's small ha'or. So there's a sefer called Kitzer Alshich, not a very well known sefer. It wasn't written by the Alshich at all. It was written by somebody much later. Kitzer Alshich, and he asks the question, which bemes everybody should ask: what's batonas avyonim got to do with Purim? As I say, the story is as follows. One of the grandchildren, Manshosh Shiva, saw Manshosh Shiva, Zechzadik Levorcha, his old Sabbath this week. He saw him learning Mishnayos. He said, "Why are you learning Mishnayos?" So he said, "Every day I learn a Mishnah, the Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yoina, who wrote the Shari Tshuva." Right? The Ilu Nishmas, one Mishnah, the Ilu Nishmas, the Yisrael Vesher Shavoida, Alexander Ziskind, who wrote the Sefer Yisrael Vesher Shavoida. And one Ilu Nishmas the Chofetz Chaim, because I have so much Akor Satori for how much they help me shtaig, so I learn every day a Mishnah for them. Besides, for other people I learn on the day of their Yahrzeit, like his father and others, but for certain Sadiqim he would learn every single day a Mishnah Ilu Nishmasam. So his grandson said, "The Shiva is very special, Satori is very choshuv. Somebody like a Ben Yoyna, there's not a base in Medrash in the world without some of his form. Do they really need the Rosh Shiva's Mishnayos to help them?" So he quoted this Kitzer Alshich. This is where I got to see the Kitzer Alshich, the Ahel Kitzer Alshich form. It's an unbelievable Kitzer Alshich. Why do we do Matanis Avinim on Purim? So he says, because Moshe Rabbeinu helped with the Nes. I don't want to go into it because it's not yet time for Purim, but if you go in the Midrashim, Moshe Rabbeinu had a very big influence. He was the one who was Me'or Eliyahu HaNavi, and he was the one who davened for Klal Yisrael. So the Motchad Tzadik wanted to be Makir Toiv to Moshe Rabbeinu, to repay him on some level. How can you repay Moshe Rabbeinu? So he said that we should do an extra mitzvah on Purim, Le'ilu Nishmas. Can you imagine? Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, we give stock on Purim. Because the tzedakah that we do on Purim gives tremendous sat d'shmaya to Moshe Rabbeinu. Think about Moshe Rabbeinu. If anybody does, anybody need, anybody does need now as chosim, Moshe Rabbeinu did everything. The Afa became our mitzvahs as Eilu Nishmasu. It's a miracle of the hair that we have to realize that a person does a mitzvah, it's a tremendous koyach in Shomayim. We can't be mezalzel chas shomayim in our mitzvahs. We do a mishnah, Eilu Nishmasu, Ben Yoyna, it's choshuv, it's grateful for, he'll be grateful to us for doing that. So it's a murder deher, so it's one of the chashivas of tzedakah. That we mentioned in the Parsha Shkolim, that this is the machrizen al Shkolim. In this week's Parsha, in Kesev Talves, Ami, a lot of the tzedakah learned from this pasuk, in Kesev Talves, is Ami, is Oni Imoch, that you have to first find Oni Imoch, Ani Ircho. Bemis, it's brought down, it's in center, the head about tzedakah in general. If a person has a class, teaches a class with 10 boys, and somebody else teaches a class with 5 boys, there's no question that the one who's teaching a class with 10 boys, he's got bigger achvais. At the end of the day, he's got 10 boys that he has to daige for the Yiddishkeit, for the ruchnias. It's a much bigger achvais. Person only has 5 boys, but he's got less of achvais. Right? That's how it is. Shmuel gives a person kriches and then he has achvais to take care to use his kriches properly. You know, the example of this, the grandson of Baal Shem Tov Baruch Mezbech, I'm not sure how to say the word properly, he was once saying benching with tremendous kavana, and he would say, V'lili dey matnas bos of Adom. He would say, V'lili dey matnas bos of Adom, I don't want to get matnas bos of Adom. So his daughter was in the room and she said, Daddy, I know that everything that you get is from other people, you don't have panosa, you get supported all the time. How can you dab V'lili dey matnas bos of Adom? So he said as follows, he says like this, he says, there are different kinds of people that give me money, different kinds of people give tzedakah. There's some people, they see a rachmon, they see he's got no money, so they give a present. I don't want that. I don't want presents from people. There are some people that know the kriach of a tzaddik, of these tefillahs, and this chus of the mitzvah, so they give me money, hoping thereby they'll get repaid, they'll have extra sacks to shmaya. That's a halvor. They give me like a loan, give me money now, hoping that I'll get it back, they'll get it back in some way. I don't want an halvor either. I don't need my halvors from people. I want those who know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them money as that they should look after his money and they should give it to those HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that they should have it. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money. So I want the those who realize that it's all Hashem's money and they're just achvoy over it. It's a chassidish avot, but ma'aseh the tool in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah when he talks about the mitzvah of Tzedakah, he's very marich about this point, is that a person should know le'olam ein adam mani min hatzedakah. A person never gets any poorer from giving tzedakah. And a person has to have a yediyah brura, he writes, that every bit of money that a person has is a deposit in his hand, it's not his, it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money to tell you what to do with it. Going back to the mashal of the teacher, if a person has got £1,000 to give to tzedakah, so his achrayis is £4,000. He's got 10,000, 100,000, a million. His achrayis is much greater. His shibud is much greater. And so, by Maril Diskin, he used to daven regularly, never to become an oisha, never to become wealthy. And once his wife, his fellow man said he never became wealthy. But one time, his wife bought a lottery ticket because they were so poor. And he said, "Dinu dvorim edi benichzaich ubeperusen perusen adoylam." The Loshon of the Mishnah Adoyim. I don't have anything to do with your nechosim. And he explained, if I had the money, imagine the achvayas that I would have to know what to do with it. I'd have to make sure every time an oni came, and I could send him off without giving him the right amount. What an achvayas it would be. A person has to be aware of this. If a person's got the kriach to give tzedakah, and that is his avodah, the person has to take a chayis of it. It's his avodah. It's his bekodesh. It's his apotropos for HaKadosh Baruch himself. I don't want to say, since Chazal and Maisa were very marich about it, I'd like to say a few mamoi Chazal about the chashivus of tzedakah. We have the Gemara in Bava Basra, as I mentioned, the Afyebi, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Muvaz HaMelech, that his parents, ancestors used to hold money when it came to a year of famine. He gave it all out. And they said to him, how can you do such a thing? And he gave him a whole Musad Vasha, Murdek and Musad Vasha. They were going as Lamata, I'm going as Lamalo. They were going as Mokim Sheino is a Paris, it's not an investment. But where I'm going is it's an absolute investment because the future Paris that a person gets from it. They were going as in a place where it can get taken away. I'm going as in a place where it can never take it away. The Gemara there says that there was a chassid that Eliyahu HaNavi used to speak to him every day. And one time he set up a system where the Aniyim couldn't get so close to his house. He didn't do it by Mezid. He just made sure to have a gate that people shouldn't look into his house. But because he made a very big gate, it made it harder for the Aniyim to get in. And Eliyahu HaNavi stopped talking to him again. It's a marvel. Eliyahu HaNavi stopped talking to a person who he spoke to every day because he made it slightly more difficult for an Ani to get into his house. The Gemara there is very marich. The Gemara says that if a person is zeicha, the money goes to Aniyim. If he's not zeicha, it goes to the government. It goes to the doctors and the governments. The Gemara also says that if a person wants to be zeicha to boni, bali chochma, bali agoda, bali oisho, how should a person be zeicha to it? Fazer Moisov let tztokah, he should give his money to tztokah. The Chofetz Chaim Navas Chesed says that people look for all kinds of scholars. But here you have a Gemara Mefureshes that if you want to have a tzlocha, to have children bichlal, and to have children who are matzliach, then the only thing to do is to give tztokah. The Gemara says that tztokah may be ke'ula lo'ilom. Because the pasuk says, "Shimu mishpat v'achzu tztokah ki kreivo yeshuasi lovoi v'tzitkosi li'golos." It's a nice to have from the Marsha, beautiful word. I say this in this week's parasha that Parshas Mishpatim always comes before the Parshas Truma. Truma means to give tzedakah, to give truma. Mishpatim is mishpat to make sure that all the money that you have is bemis yours. Parshas Mishpatim comes before Parshas Truma. That first you have to make sure the money is elech yours, then you can give the money as a tzedakah. Says the Marsha, the Gemara says that tzedakah mekaravis is a geula, because the pasuk says shimu mishpat v'asut tzedakah. Why does the Gemara not say that Mishpat is Mekav the Gula? Because it says Shimu Mishpat. It says Nashon, no. Shimu Mishpat is a Tnai in the Tzedakah. Shimu Mishpat, then the Asu Tzedakah Kekriva Yeshua Silovui. The Gemara says that if a person gives a Pruta to an Oni, Yizrichu Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, there were many Tanoim that before they davened, they would give a Pruta to the Oni. The Gemara says, Mal V'Hashem Chuinin Dal, that if a person lends money, it gives money to a poor person, is Malva Hashem ki ilu that his Ashbroch who was borrowed from him. And the word carries on, Eved Leiva Deish Malva. There's a word that a Leiva, somebody who borrows money, is Meshubad, is subservient to the person who he borrowed money from. So if a person gives money to Tzedakah, Ashbroch, so to speak, Biyochel says the Gemara, Ashbroch Meshubad to this person to do whatever he wants. That's some of the Machshovah, but the Gemara also says, there's more Gemara's, but the Gemara says that Kramalim Einav in Atzdokah Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Because by both times it says the word Bnei Bliav. Imagine such thing. Kramalim Einav in Atzdokah. It says if it's Oved Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says there was a Papa one time. He almost fell down the ladder and he almost died. And the Talmud said to him, the reason is because maybe he was once Malim Einav in Atzdokah. It says, as we're coming on to the Tkufa, where people anyway give tremendous amount of tzedakah, where a person has been spoiled from the gallows of the killer, but there's always mocking to mischazak in it, a person should take an achrayas in it. Say a few halachas before getting to the parasha. There's a very interesting tzach, is that we do make a brocha on tzedakah. It's very interesting, we do make a brocha on the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's many reasons brought down in the Mishonim. Oh. So the Rashba says, the Chulas of Rashba says, we don't make a bracha on any mitzvah which is tolu biadachem, because the person might not want it. So since the person might not want it, you don't know if you're doing the mitzvah, so therefore we don't make always a bracha before, the person might not accept it, so therefore we don't make a bracha. The Zohar says, very interesting to Musa the Kavod, that you only do a bracha on a mitzvah that there's a fixed time. So tzedakah you mechayev all the time. You can't say I'm making a bracha now to do tzedakah. You mechayev all the time. When are you going to make the new bracha? So therefore you can't make a bracha on the mitzvah which is chayev to be the loizavah. They asked the kashuk. There's more down, who is it? The Kiddushakiv in Brochus asks this question because if you were showing him, I can't remember the exact answer. Now Abu Dram says, brings down the Ravid, we don't make a bracha.
Yes? Somebody starts today by putting money on.
Right.
Who says they'll want it?
Doesn't know that they'll take it. Say, you're right, that most times people take the money, but not always. Not. The Abu Dram says we don't make a broch on something which is upsetting, of tzar. So therefore, since a person who's poor, and therefore the only reason we're giving tzedakah is because somebody else is struggling, so therefore we don't make a bracha because it's end day, it's not pleasant, this person's suffering, and you're making a bracha on that fact that he's suffering, you're giving a mitzvah. Okay. One other nekud on the chetzdaka is that the ma'aseh it's brought down that more again the gemara b'vavasa. The gemara says that what that a person wakifa al tzedaka, we force a person to give tzedaka based on the kriach to force people to give tzedaka, which is a big problem because the gemara says in chulin that ein kifin al mitzvah shmatan schar b'tzida. We don't force on any mitzvah where the Torah itself tells you the reward. That's very big kasha. There are many many answers. But it's a big kasha to be shown in. Why is it that we can force tzedakah when the Gemara says, we're not forced a mitzvah, which the Torah tells us the schar? So I'll just say a few answers. The ri on the spot, the Tosfos says, because there's a lav as well. It's amitzes tavocha. Since there's a lav as well, so because of the lav, we don't force by a mitzvah. Let's say a mitzvah kibud avayim, we don't force because it says the man yarichon yomecho, and it's a mitzvah asay. There's no mitzvah loisa asay. So when there's a loisa asay as well, we do force. The Ritzvah says that Beis Din are not mechuyev to force when the Torah gives you the reward. But if Beis Din want to force, they can. And he says the same thing about Kibud Avim. The Mishnah is, ain't kriyfin that mitzvah shmatan schar b'tzidah means we're not mechuyev to force. It's not our job because the Torah gives the schar. But if we can, if we want to, we may. When the Talmud says demestak, you can't force physically, that's beating. You can only force by convincing, by cajoling, by telling them, by dvorim. And he says the same thing like Kibud Avim. That means that when the Chazal say in Beis Din Kriyfin, it means not like by Lulav and Sukkah, where we're Kriyfin Eser Achetetze Nafshoi, by this mitzvah we don't. The Ktsoy says in Tzant Avot, he says this to answer many questions, Mishabot talks about Mechaz Lulav, that if a person, a mitzvah which is a chayiv, a financial chayiv, since the Torah is mechayiv you a financial thing, like the Veshav Sagzela and other mitzvahs where there's a financial shibud on a person, then Beis Din can be kofer because it's not your money. And by tzedakah he says it's the same word. Oh, one final teretz is like this, well done by, I think it's also the Zeruah, that since the Torah says the mitzvah of tzedakah many times, so therefore the Torah says that we should. Therefore, since by some of the times the Torah mentions the mitzvah without mentioning the schar, so therefore because of those places, that's why we force. Sounds good. Okay, I won't go into the parchment, but one more nekuda is that there's different halachas and seder kedima for tzedakah. One is that a korev comes before anybody else. People often feel that giving to a brother, a child, parent, is that's not tzedakah, but it's a very big mistake. The highest chiyuv is korev. Korev is kedim to tamid chacham. A person's got a brother or a relative, a person's mechuyev to help. There's no such thing as saying guys, if just a brother. Paket, it's a big toss. And then we have the halacha of a shochin is closer than the eruv. People live next to a person, the shalom, how close is called. And the shochin by a neighbor is before a near eruv. And the eruv is before a near acheros. But almost the fact that Moses in Manchester, they've got this chus kedima before anything. It would be a busha if the moistas would be struggling and people would be giving money to elsewhere. The Eisad Yerech HaKoyvin. It's a Beis HaLochem. The Machlek is a Surah of Tzchaim brings down. I don't want to get too much. What happens by Nir Ircho versus Tamid Chochem? It's if a Tamid Chochem comes from out of town and a Nir Ircho from in town. The Machlek is which way to go first. Moshe says very interesting, says a person shouldn't give all his tzedakah to one person, a person should make sure to give everybody a little bit, but he can give Ike his money. He says a very chiddush that if a person's got a relative who needs money, and a person knows that he'll need even more money, a person can save his tzedakah to give it to him at a later stage, but not all his money, he should give money also to other people at the same time. Also, another halacha, which is poshut, but it's brought down, taka, is that a gabbit tzedakah doesn't have any of these halachas. That means a gabbit tzedakah doesn't give to his brother first because it's not his money. It's only when a person is giving his own money that a korev comes first. Support halacha, a person has to understand not to do favoritism. Okay. Just spoke about a few halachas of chashivas who come into the kufa. It's a choshvini and the chazal. As we said, the lashon of Rambam in the beginning, that there's no, the Rambam says a person chayav zoyer b'mitzvah zoyer yoseh mikol shar mitzvah saseh. This is the mitzvah you have to be more zoyer than any other mitzvah. This is Pashas Mishpatim. There's a whole I want to say, that was all about Shkolib, I'll get to Mishpatim. There's all I want to say, which has already been said, different ways, it's a very choshev and a kudah. Parashat Mishpatim was the first mitzvah given after Matan Torah. And if anyone thinks about it, it's not much a pella that this is what the Torah started off with. Mishpatim, justice. First of all, they were taught Mishpatim in Mol, so it wasn't such a chiddush for them. Second of all, the halachas of Mishpatim were not the halachas that we would be hoping. Kaiso said Nasiv and Nishma, they were excited to get the Torah, they were hoping, oh, finally we're going to get the Torah, let's hear. We would have started this of Tefillin, Davening, Shema, Shabbos, something which shows the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, something which makes us feel great, something which brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, we start off talking about somebody who, an Eved who stole and can't afford to pay back, somebody who curses his parents, a Ritzeach B'Shegig, somebody who steals a Shem Poh. The halachas are the halachas we hope we have least to do with. I hope that they don't happen very often. And more than anything else, Emes, if you think about it, Mishpat is something that Goy is mechuyev in. Every Goy is mechuyev in dinim. So it was something that they were mechuyev even before Matan Torah. Comes Matan Torah. Now you've heard Matan Torah. Oh, so what did we say when we said Nasa v'nishma? Mishpat. But that's something that we always were keeping. This is a very big kasha, a very big ha'or. That this is the first parsha, this is the first halachas that come. As I said, people talk about this. Each person has their own way. B'yuchim and Das Torah talks about this. The Eker Teretz is that the Mishpat by Klal Yisrael is a different Mishpat than by the Goyim. That's the Nakuda. That by us, Mishpat is a different story than the Mishpat by the Goyim. By the Goyim, Mishpat is that we don't cause harm to each other. Main thing is that society can run normally. If people start stealing, killing, society will break away, will break apart, will destroy itself. By Klal Yisrael, Mishpat is something that elevates a person. Mishpat is a way for a person to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes a yashus to a person. We say in Shmoneh Melech, Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Tzedakah, as we talked about. U'Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Mishpat. But I agree, the love of Mishpat doesn't really, you love the fact that if we catch a prison, like a person steals, we're thrown into prison. It's not something to love. It's something, unfortunately, that has to exist in society. It's not something to love. But by Klal Yisrael Melech, Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. It's a choshven akuda that the Sanhedrin, where were they? By the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, Mishkos HaGozes was in the Beis HaMikdash. Can you picture it? You have a shoy that goes another shoy, and you want to bring to evaluate the shoy, you'd go sometimes, you'd bring it to Beis HaMikdash. If you had somebody killed somebody, somebody was ma'ana somebody, somebody was mafata, or mekalelis Hashem, hit his parents, all these halachas, they'd go into the Beis HaMikdash. We would imagine Beis HaMikdash is like a shul. It's much, much greater than a shul. It's a place of ruchnias, of tefillah, of spodios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mishpat, you'd imagine, you put it in the marketplace where you've got people busy fighting with each other all the time, arguing about who cheated who. Why do we put the Sanhedrin by the Mizbeach? It's to give us this message that by the Torah, it's not Mishuk is outside. It is part of the Avodas Hashem. Somebody, I'll say such a story, but somebody was doing a business deal, and I said, he was telling me about it. I said to him, you know, it's not yashustik. And it happens to be something that I do with it. I see with the esters and mamish, you know, ba'avichus godem. So I felt a bit of closeness. I said to him, look at your shvuah esters, and this is how you behave. So he said to me, when I do a shvuah esters, I do it in the best way possible. When I do a business deal, I do a business deal in the best way possible. It's mamish. The opposite of all of this. It is to say it's wrong is an understatement. The Mishpat by Klal Yisrael is a derech to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an avoda. The difference between a Yid and a Goy is not just how he uses his weekends. A Goy, I had a builder. I said to him, what do you do on the weekends? He said, we drink. I couldn't believe it. We drink. Imam, she said to me before, I thought it was like, you see, so the difference between Yid and a Goy is not just that. That the Yid doesn't spend his money afterwards. He uses it to give tzedakah, to have his shul, to go to Moistas, to Teira. He uses it for his own, to Steigig, to Chesed. Yeah, but that's not the only difference between Yid and a Goy. The difference between Yid and a Goy is how he does his business. A person who can say, I do a business the best way possible, he's got no musag and nishpat. The first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us after he sent us of Nishpa, is that even the way we buy and sell things, when I ask you to look after my watch, even the way that we deal with every stage in life, every mishpat, a lot of past mishpat is bob mitzir, bob ratzvein, which we've just been learning. I told the shemim, mazikin, every way a person you buy or you know, to buy and to sell, halvo, everything we do is apider chateur. And it's to elevate it. A person has to work on elevating that his mishpat, his way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through his business deals. The Vedesla says this, as Mamish, the Vedesla wouldn't say it, he'd throw me out of here. Vedesla says that by Chanoich, that it says that the Chazal in Kabbalah, that Chanoich is by Yachid Yechudim. when he used to, the Chanoch was somebody who was a shoemaker, right? Chanoch, I saw Chanoch as I came, Veinenu. That what happened, he was a shoemaker, and he says, it was Miyachid Yichudim. So that's the words mean, he was Miyachid Yichudim. That when he made the shoes, he made sure that they were good qualities, that the people who bought them shouldn't be cheated, Chas V'Shalom. Can you imagine such a thing? He was a shoemaker, he made sure to be honest. Person steals something, he wants to sell a panasa, that's his job. Desta says even more than that. He says, the difference between a yid and a goy, he says, a goy gets up in the morning and says, I need to make money. How should I make money? So I have to sell things. How could I sell things? I have to find something, a bee to sell. I mean, his only interest is how to get money. A yid thinks to himself in the morning, how can I help people? So, oh, I've thought of a good product that can help people get. But if I don't charge, then I won't be able to get more of it, and then I won't be able to sell it further. I won't be able to carry on panasa-wise. It's a whole mahalach of looking at Mishpat, a whole mahalach of looking at Chaim. The difference is, if the Torah would have started Parshas Mishpat with Tefillin Shabbos, we would have come to the mistaken conclusion that the difference between a Yid and a Goy is the way that they daven, the way they put on Tefillin, the way they keep Shabbos. But the Torah tells us that's a mistake. The difference between a Yid and a Goy is how you deal in business, the way you behave in Erechkeit. It's the way you behave in everyday life. That's the difference between a Yid and a Goy. And that's why that's the first thing that comes after Matan Torah. There's a very, very interesting Bachlikus, Rambam Ramban. This is Pasha, it says, V'rapo yirapi, that if Chas V'Shalom, a person hurts somebody, that you have to pay for his medical fees as well. V'rapo yirapi, and Chazal Darshan, Mikan Shanitin Neshus, L'Vifa L'Rapos. I don't want to spend too long, but it's very interesting, Zazach, if you look inside on Shabbos, if you get the time, it's beautiful to read, and it's not for us to make an opinion. But the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in the end of the fourth perek of Sochim talks about Rufur. He talks about Rufur in a couple of places. That's his main place. The Mishnah there says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was going to his Sefer Rufus. That Chizkiyahu HaMelech hid the book of medicine. And the Rambam there says, I'm going to tell you that the book of Rufus, he says, was a book. Brings two explanations. The first explanation, he says, it was a book that they used to use Divya Avodah Zarah in order to be able to get better. That means they used to use Kriches HaTumah to make better. And he says, that's why Chizkiyahu HaMelech had to get rid of it, because he's not allowed to do Avodah Zarah. Even if a person is in the Sakon, a person is not allowed to do Avodah Zarah. He says, another pshat, it says, is the Sefer Rufus was a book of medicine that it taught you how to poison people and what the remedy was. So he says, until Chizkiyahu HaMelech, it didn't matter so much, because the people would only use the remedies. At the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, people started learning from the book how to poison people and hurt each other, so that's why he hid it. Says the Rambam, there are those who explain that Chizkiyahu HaMelech hid Sefer Rufus, and that it was written by Shlomo HaMelech how to make people better, and he hid it because they were not trusting in Hashem. He says there are some people who say such a pshat. If you look at the Rambam, I was going to read the Tav, but it says it's like you lose their power. If you read it yourself, you'll get much more geshmak. And the Rambam says, I heard such a pshat. He says, oh, such fools will only say such a pshat. Shoitim, heblei ruach. How can you say such a pshat that because they were losing emunah in Hashem, that's why you hid the book of medicine? He says, such people, he asks, would they eat bread when they're hungry? Maybe they'll also lose bitachon in Hashem if they start eating bread when they're hungry. They'll come to rely on bread instead of Hashem. He says, no such thing. Just like a person needs to eat, a person needs to go to the doctor, and a person needs to look after his health. And it's a shtus. He says, I wouldn't have been marich except for the fact that I know there are some people that say such a pshat. And again, as you look inside, you'll see it says, of course, the first of the four is Ishtavos, it's a normal way of life. The four is a normal way of life, and it's like Shmuel created it. And he says, just like you thank Hashem for the fact that he created the food, you should thank Hashem for creating doctors and medicine, and that you should be moided at Shmuel for all that he did. That's the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, end of fourth perek of Psachim, and that's his main place. The Ramban Lamaisa says this pshat. The Ramban is not so easy to find. In one place is in Parshas Bechukosai, a tiny bit in the Hakdama to Alatera. So I just recently found this Hakdama. It's not so well known. In the Hakdama that he mentions it, Vei Vei Bekitzom. And he mentions this, he says that, he mentions this Chazal which we just said, Mikan Shenitin Neshus Leroi for the Rapa. He says the Ramban, a very strange thing. Mikan Shenitin Neshus Leroi for the Rapa. A doctor has permission to make people better. It doesn't say Mikan Shenitin Neshus L'chayla to go to the doctor. Because a chayla has no permission to go to the doctor. What's he going to the doctor for? But the doctor, if a chayla comes to him, shouldn't get scared as follows. Maybe I make things worse. And maybe I should send him off and say to him, go and ask Davin to Hashem. These two things. A man says, Barichus, two things. One is I might make him worse. Another thing, maybe I should send him off to Davin to Hashem. No, you have permission to make him better. Says the Ramban, a bad person who is a Yerei Shomayim, Malo the roifa bebeis, how's this? Umachilek the roifin bebeis oisei v'tzin Hashem. Achrei sheiftiach, this week's parsha. Vasi roisei machalom mikir becho. Shavuot promised that there'll be no machalas in Klal Yisrael. This week's parsha. Now if you look in Eben Ezra in this week's parsha, again, it's mamash kedai to look inside. It's a very big arichus, so I'll really go into the Eben Ezra, Peichov, Kim, Apostle, Chofei, Vasi roisei machalom mikir becho. Gives it a ganz arichus there. That person who serves Hashem never needs to go to a doctor. He says there are two reasons why people get not well. Either internally or externally. It says internally those who serve Hashem never have any way problems, because what happens is since they're serving Hashem the body works properly because they have the inner conflict. And those, it says externally anyway, after Shmuch won't allow external illnesses to come in. Okay, you can read the Ebenezer yourselves. But the Ramban says that a person should never malad a roifa b'reis Hashem. What's a roifa doing in the house of Hashem, serve Hashem? And he says that that a person that says in the Kanshel to Moshe Slovei for the Rappos, he said for 22 years when Rabbi was the Rosh Hashiva, not a single time did the person ever call a doctor for 22 years because Rabbi was the Rosh Hashiva. So you see that when a person, when he got a Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't have doctors. And that's why he mentions a few riyas to this. So he says that the chiddush of the Torah over here in Parshas Mishpatim is that you might say, if I hurt somebody, why should I pay for the doctor fees? He shouldn't be going to the doctor anyway. The Tzitzis says the Ramban, at the end of the day, we don't rely on this sin. And therefore, since you caused the harm, you have to pay for the doctor's fees. Again, it's very kedai looking at Ramban and Parshas B'chukosam. I just mentioned Derech Agav. I find it very interesting is that one of the things that they use to discuss this problem, that, well, again, it's Rabbam and Ramban, so it's nothing for us to say. We can only just read what they say and take it, listen to what they have to say. There's a very, very interesting apostle in Divrei Hayomim. It says like this, you can think about this. Vayechle also, b'shnas shleish v'teish al malchus. He also became not well. Baraglov, at the Mala, he got not well in his feet. V'gam b'chol lo'ydo ashes Hashem. When he was not well, he didn't go to Hashem. Keep a roifim. He went to the doctors. Now, the Ramban asks this kasha. We're trying to say that Osa did an Aveira over here. What was that Aveira? They didn't go to Hashem. Keep away from him, went to go to the doctors. What's wrong with going to the doctors? Says Ramban, it's a proof to what I just told you. That we can't shlit him, it's just the way for the rapist, but the chayla's got no permission, and that's why Osa did an Aveira by going to the doctor. He shouldn't have gone to the doctor. Obviously, we talk about big Bali Madreka. I'm not recommending this on anybody, but the Santa Zach, the Ramban says, the Chaim Savoros mentioned this pasuk in Shabbat Bitochen, and he teaches up slightly different. He teaches up that Leidosh es Hashem keep away from him, that he didn't only go to Hashem, keep away from him. He went to Hashem and the Roifim. It's very interesting of Pshat. It's Meshul Ma'amokim. That he darshan to Hashem, keep away from him. He also asked the doctors. There's a Chazanish in Igros, a very, very nice Chazanish in Igros, where he says like this, that person spends all day chasing after what he wants. Maybe a person earning panosa, chases after the panosa. A person needs a doctor, chases after the doctor. A person wants to make friends, you know, learn well. He works very hard to understand the sugya. He comes to Shmoneh Esra, and suddenly he spaces out. He's like thinking about everything else but. He's like, how can you do such a thing? You're spending all your time trying to get something, and finally you've got the opportunity to ask somebody who can actually help you, and now you don't. This is pshat in the pasuk that also, when he came to Hashem, he wasn't so busy. Keep away from it. It's an extra tainer. You have the opportunity. It's an extra zilzul that here you are chasing after things. And when he comes to Akshvoch, who gives you the opportunity to ask him, are you not so thing? I just want to finish off one very, very small word. When I was living in Kiryat Sefer, there was a machlekes in town. And somebody felt one of the council members had done something terribly wrong. And of Kessler, Rav Meir Kessler, he photocopied the chinuch of this week's parsha, lekim yisakalel v'nosi b'amcha lo yisoy, v'nosi b'amcha lo yisoy. Don't curse a nosi in the nation. The chinuch got very beautiful words. Again, it's kedai, very, very kedai to look inside. He photocopied the hang it up mom, the whole shtot, and he quieted the machlekas. Again, you see inside, the lashon of the chinuch is, the idea of the chinuch is as follows. He says, all people make mistakes. All people make mistakes. It's a fact of life. He says, but if you're not going to listen to the leader, the mistake and trouble that will happen from the machlekas of constantly questioning the leaders is far more damaging than the mistakes that the leaders make. Santa chinuch. And he says, that's why Nasi Bam Cholei Soi. He says, the Torah, you've got a Nasi. A Nasi means a prince, a leader, a king, a person in charge. But don't start cursing him all the time. Many times a person feels, he goes down to the shul, he feels his rab could do this better, that better. The chinuch, obviously, many times a person is b'chuv to mekabel das Torah, not rather than he's b'chuv to say, afilo limin shul swerva, swerva shul limin. But the chinuch over here is saying a very, very another word, a very, very mudika word. Okay, you've got issues, you've got problems, but you've got to be aware that people make mistakes. But that the mistake that you are making by causing machloikas against something, which lemaisa, even if you're right, you're still causing far more harm. It's very nice to hear something to speak about in Shabbos Tehillim. No, we should be zeichet to mekayim the mitzvahs of tzedakah and makar v'kol of every meaning. Mm-hmm.